It's time to learn, friends. Seth Payne, Texans ambassador, joins us now for another edition of Payne Explains, where he takes us through a key play in a Texans victory. And this one deals with J.J. Watt's first quarter sack about middle of the way through. Texans were up 3-0, and some might say, how do you leave J.J. Watt one-on-one? Well, they didn't. It's good coaching and good teamwork all across the board for the Texans defense.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You don't want to leave J.J. Watt one-on-one. How do you get him one-on-one as a defensive coordinator? You blitz. You send more guys they can handle. This one right here, we'll start left to right. This is a good example of a jab step equaling one man on defense. And you're going to see Connor Barwin take one hard jab step at the beginning of the play. That makes that offensive tackle respect his pass rush. He sets back. As Antonio Smith crosses the guard's face, the guard is taking Antonio Smith. You end up with two guys on Antonio as Connor Barwin drops off into coverage. A lot of guys at that defensive end position don't take that jab step. They get lazy. They get nervous. They want to get out into coverage. Connor does a really good job there of occupying a guy with one step. Meanwhile, J.J. Watt is crossing the center's face. The back in the backfield comes up to help chip him, but that's when Brady James starts his blitz. Back has to go to Brady James, and what do you get? You get J.J. Watt one-on-one with the center. Not really fair. Up he comes. And just again, another example of a simple blitz concept. But blitzes can be picked up by offensive linemen. These guys actually did a pretty good job, but Connor Barwin started everything off right with a good hard jab step, which, for whatever reason, guys don't do it. Connor's very disciplined with that stuff.
One simple step, a double team on Antonio, a blitzing Brady James, and J.J. Watt gets a sack out of it. That has been Payne Explains.